The Commander-in-Chief on Friday joined Marines for lunch at a military base near Washington, D.C.
I'd like a roll.
President Bush sought the company of soldiers the same week that his top general in Iraq, David Petraeus, and his chief diplomat there, Ambassador Ryan Crocker, proposed to Congress modest troop reductions. They argued against rapid withdrawal. Even though Mr. Bush urged Congress to agree to the general's plan, Democrats in the U.S. Senate said they would not. Senator Harry Reid leads the opposition party.
There will be amendments offered to change the course of the war in Iraq.
It's futile.
University of Virginia scholar Larry Sabato says because Democrats hold only a one-vote majority, they will not win the two-thirds they need to force Senate action. Many political experts say voters expressed their impatience in 2006 with Mr. Bush's conduct of the war. Yet just 2 months later, Mr. Bush ordered more soldiers into Iraq. Sabato proposes the Constitution be changed to give Congress the power to end any war by simple majority vote.
We need to rearrange these powers and bring Congress back into the equation after a war begins.
The Constitution gives Congress the power to declare war, as it did in 1941 after Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. But since Franklin Roosevelt, no president has sought a formal declaration. Sabato says the House and Senate should be given the power to end military action by a simple majority vote.
I don't think you need it.
Charles Stevenson served 2 decades as a defense and foreign policy advisor to the Senate. He argues that Congress is powerful enough to rein in a president. In 1973, near the end of the Vietnam War, Congress voted to stop the bombing ordered by President Nixon.
It cut off the money. President Nixon obeyed that.
After a U.S. helicopter was downed in Somalia in a raid that left 18 U.S. soldiers dead, Stevenson says President Bill Clinton agreed to a congressional limit on U.S. involvement.
Presidents have accepted Congress acting on the power of the purse, but that's a pretty drastic action, and I'm not sure the anti-war folks are anywhere near the votes they need to pass something like that.
The president ordered U.S. troops into Iraq after the Congress authorized military action 5 years ago. Congress has taken no such vote since. And unless anti-war senators can win more votes, Mr. Bush will continue running the war as he sees fit. Jim Fry, VOA News.